This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. And Radio Superstation presents the Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday. You know what Mondays mean. It's Merck and Morris brought to you by our Rich and Sons in Grand Island. We'll talk with Daryl Morris, the head football coach at UNK, coming off a win in their conference opener. And then a stunning, gut-wrenching loss for Hastings College. We'll talk to Paul Merkowitz about that. It does not come at a good time. There's good feeling at Hastings College, and then a bizarre play ends the game. We'll hear that from Mike Will. And then they get ready for their toughest test of the year, the second-ranked team in the country. Sioux Falls rolls in this Saturday. So we'll talk about that. Quite a few other things to talk about. The Royals score more run in one day than they do in a week. Also, the Cubs have a no-hitter from Carlos Zambrano. The NFL, you know, Ed Hockley, I love you, but you can't determine the outcome of a game. Whatever happened to swallowing the whistle, then going to look at the review as the Chargers get absolutely hosed in that game last night. Some other things we'll talk about. It was a comeback Sunday in the National Football League. USC, Ohio State, obviously. We'll talk about the Huskers and just some coaching decisions made over the weekend. Like the Bears, fourth and a yard and a half, fullback dive. Okay. Fresno State, guess you didn't want to win. You punt with 2 minutes to go from midfield. Okay. I always have had a problem with that. And maybe if we have time, we'll get into that as well. But Daddy is out today. Derek has stepped up. He's under the weather, but he's battling. He's battling from things that I don't even want to know about, but he's here today. But stepping in to co-host the show today, sports director from NTV, Josh Sheldon. Hey, Josh. What's
Doug,
up?
Doug, glad to be here. I think those Bears taking, I think they had an eight-man football conference this week. Bears coaches did. That fullback dive up the middle of 4th and 1.
Not good. Didn't like it at all. The Bears let one get away, probably because, you know, well, I have the Bears, and I figured that they would do good things this weekend. Josh, also will talk about the Huskers, and before we get into UNK and Hastings College, just the Huskers get a win 38-7. Kind of two thoughts on that. New Mexico State marched right down the field, opening drive of the season for them, and didn't get in, and that took a lot of air out of their sails. But then Nebraska probably should have scored more than 38 points. Didn't get in the end zone a couple times. I predicted 50-0, even with their great quarterback, who Hal Mumme brings out. That obviously was designed, that he was going to play the backup a few series in the first half. But this game could have been 49-0, and it ends up 38-7 going into the bye week.
Well, no doubt. I think they're happy with what they with where they're at right now. That win, you know, you just wanted to see a complete game put together, and you know, they got the rushing attack going 330 yards on the ground. Joe Gann's running some option. I know Barney Cotton liked to see that. He kind of had a little throwback soundbite after the game. But in far of going into the bye week, I think this is what Husker fans wanted. You know, you don't have to talk about how are they going to lose to Virginia Tech. Where's the offense? Where's that at? So it's refreshing to see that they got things going. I think a big part of that, Light and Murtha, obviously back on the offensive line, that helps out a lot. And then our boy Lance Thoreau from Loomis, what a big game for him.
Steps in, Anthony West out. Prince Amakamura moves up to the start. He's Amakamura's backup, and then comes in key passing situations. Ends up with 8 tackles. Had a chance to ask Coach Pelini specifically about Lance Thoreau's effort, and I thought it was the quote of the post-game press conference. Here's what Coach had to say about the 8-man all-stater, walk-on, redshirt freshman, what Nebraska needs more of. Now, not necessarily needs to be, you know, have a bunch of these kids, because you got to have the speed and all that, but Lance showing that he could step up.
Played an outstanding football game, and we knew he was a good player, and he was an important cog in that game plan tonight. We asked him to learn a lot. He needed to play well, and he stepped up, and it was fun to watch. And we were looking for a guy, you know, we needed to build depth back there, and he's one of the guys, and he's been playing corner. But, you know, we put him in there at the dime spot tonight, and with Wes going down, and he responded and played his tail off. My hat's off to him, because he played an excellent football game, because we put a lot on his shoulders.
We're hoping to have Lance on during this bye week. Yes, I've got his number. We can call up right now and have him on, but they frown upon that at the university, so we're clearing the channels, and when Lance gets done with class, and it's bye week, and they have today off, so we're not going to bother Lance today. I did get a chance to catch up with him after the game. He made a quick exit from the locker room, made a couple of sound bites for the folks. We were in listening to Coach Pelini. He's probably talking to you guys, Josh, about the same time that Coach Pelini was saying that. But 8 tackles, second on the team, and the family was there, and obviously you can tell it was an exciting time.
We did get to talk to him after the game, Doug, and you know, he said obviously it's a little bit different playing in front of 80,000 people instead of the green clad fans at Loomis High. But you know what's the most impressive? He didn't play like he was a redshirt freshman. I mean, he looked like he had been there before, making plays. I think he got hosed on that pass interference call personally. Yeah. He's making a break on the ball, but it is just great to see, you know, for us that we cover this guy, you know, the last 4 years that he was at Loomis, had some of those great teams with Coach Reese there. So really fun to see those guys step up.
So a big night for Lance, and you know, as Coach said, they put a lot on him because really this wasn't something that was expected. I mean, you have to be ready to play, obviously, but you had to throw a lot, and Lance was making calls and checks at the line from his position, and it all worked out. A great night for Lance Thorell, and let's face it, you know, we're Nebraska kids. We went to high school in Nebraska. We went to school in Nebraska. We've been here most of our lives, if not all, and this is supposed to be every young football player's dream from the time he sees a Husker game while he's growing up, and to have that opportunity coming out of Loomis. I mean, all the things that have to be going through your mind when you're out there and still able to put that in the back and do your job.
You hit it right on the head. I think any guy you talk to on that team that's from Central Nebraska, whether it's Jared Crick from Cozad, Drew Young, Tyler Wortman, or Todd Peterson from Grand Island, each of those guys will tell you, you know, it's our dream to be out here, that we're living our dream every day of playing for Husker football. Maybe most impressive about Lance, though, he'd been practicing at the corner spot, Doug. He hadn't been put into that dime and nickel situation just until this last week of practice. The coaches approached him and said, you know, we're probably going to play you here, Lance. And, you know, he just kind of learned on the fly and like I said, looked like he's been there for a while.
1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN, or you can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. But right now, let's talk about the opening win in a conference play for UNK. Head coach Daryl Morris of the Lopers joins us after their 44-15 win at Western State. Looking good on TV, I must say. Daryl, congratulations on the win, and good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys, and thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
What was the key in this football game? Confidence that, let's face it, the kids knew that they were going in against a team they should beat, and that has to play a part in it. But obviously, just that first win is usually always the toughest, like the first points are always the toughest. Could you tell the kids had no problem getting ready for this week?
Well, I think they practiced well and they did prepare themselves well. And it's a tough place to play. You know, the altitude is a little bit of a deal, and it's a long road trip out there. So I was very pleased with the way we came out and, you know, took the opening drive and scored a touchdown on them and really never really looked back after that. Our defense kept them in check. They never really threatened us that much. And, you know, I think we did play with some confidence. And I think as the game went along, we just got more and more confident as things went along.
Coach, how much of a difference does it make just driving down the field, setting the tone for the game and getting the end zone just to start things off for your fellas? How much of a difference did that make?
Well, I think it made a ton of difference because, you know, Jake Spitzelberger was starting his first game for us as our starting quarterback, and that, I think, helped him out a lot. He made a clutch third and long pass for about 18 yards for a first down, and Kyle Kaiser had a big day, and that just started Kyle's day there for us. So I think it just everything just kind of pieced together for us there offensively, and I think that just gave everybody on the football team a lot of confidence.
Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Josh Gillen from NTV filling in for Daddy today. Coach, you had a couple of injuries. Fill us in on Brendan and Tyrone.
Well, you know, it was an expensive win for us. Tyrone is out for the rest of the season with a dislocated elbow, and Brendan Lease does have a knee strain, which will take 4 to 6 weeks for him to get over that. So, Rustin Dring stepped in very well for Brendan, but it does leave us a little bit short in terms of depth. Travis Wingert came in, had a nice 30-yard touchdown run right out of the gate, but depth becomes a little bit of a problem for us. And Tyrone was really playing well early in the ball game, and we could just see, you know, that Tyrone was going to be a weapon for us, and now we got to make some plans to try to do things without Tyrone.
Coach, we talked to you a little bit about Rustin earlier in the week, about just kind of slowly, you know, bringing him into the game plan and whatnot. Now he's kind of forced to step into that lead role. Does he, you know, he's not your typical freshman. Does he kind of have that mindset that he's ready to take that ball and run with it?
Well, best laid plans, mice and men. You're right. You know, we would like to have just kind of eased him into it, but you know, now we don't have the opportunity to do that. So he'll be our starter, and I think of guys that we've had around this program for the last several years, that he seems to be one of those kids that's physically ready for it. Still going to make some mental mistakes here and there, but he does have the instinctive ability to run with the football. He can catch, and he does have speed. So those things maybe will get us over the hump.
Coach Kyle Kizer, big day for him. I know you touched on it a little bit, but tell me a little bit about how he's emerging, and now maybe you're going to lean on him a little more.
Well, you know, Kyle, I mean, yeah, we're going to have to lean on Kyle and try to keep him healthy, but 144 yards receiving against UNO and 100 and something yesterday, you know, just doing a great job. He's a smooth guy. He doesn't look like he's really putting out a lot of great effort, but he's just smooth when he runs. And, you know, even had a 50-yard touchdown called back on an illegal lineman downfield. So just had a huge day for us. Can get better, can block better, and do those kind of things. But receiving the football right now, I think he's a threat in the RMAC. Absolutely no question.
Daryl Morris joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Daryl, another big day for Jeff Carnahan. There's a reason he was picked that Athlon Sports Preseason Kicker of the Year. If you got a college fantasy sports team, you can pick this guy up at Division II, aren't you?
Well, I don't think, you know, I told we lined him up for about a 59-yarder in practice the other day, which he hit with no problem. And I told him I was going to line him up for a 60-yard field goal sometime this year to force the other coaches in the RMAC to vote him to be first-team all-conference, what he should have been last year. So, yeah, I mean, you know, he threw for a first down, he ran for a first down, his kickoffs were consistently inside the 10-yard line between the numbers and the sidelines. He was pinning their kickoff return team in the corner very, very well. So right now I don't know that we have a better all-around weapon than Jeff Carnahan, punting the ball extremely well. So he just allows us to do a lot of different things in the kicking game.
And, Coach, a quick word. Adam State comes in. They gave Shadron all they wanted Saturday.
They did, and you know, got a new coach, and he's been in the league before as a defensive coordinator, and will present some problems for us defensively. But, yeah, Shadron had to come back from a couple touchdown deficit just to get a win. And so, you know, Adam State's going to be a good football team. It's going to be a good game.
Coach, we'll let you get out of here. I know you got classes.
Yeah,
always, thanks for the time.
Yeah, Adams today.
Well, don't blow anything up, all right?
No, we're not going to do that.
Hey, thanks, Daryl. See you next week. Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK. Letting him get off to class here because, you know, that's what they do. They teach. And 44-15 win. You know, it's crazy what Jeff Carnahan does. I mean, I said it the day that he came back to Kearney while he was a senior. This is a Division I kicker, and this is what Tom Crop and the basketball team always does so well. They find that kid that should be D1 but isn't for some reason, and they get him to come in. And Carnahan, Brendan Lease, because of the injury, that's another kid that UNK has. But, you know, what they're doing with Carnahan is beyond kicking. It's crazy. I mean, this kid threw a pass on a fake punt play this week. He also rushed for a first down on a fake field goal, so he's doing more than just kicking, and he had 14 kicking points. I mean, what more could you possibly ask out of a kicker?
Well, I think we looked at the last Sloper luncheon we were at. Carnahan, you know, Daryl has shown us film of him, and that kid can boot it 60-plus yards. Now, he has an NFL-caliber leg. It'll be interesting to see if he gets that shot after, you know, his UNK days, but it definitely makes you excited in that regard. But, yeah, he, like you said, they're using him in multiple different, you know, a variety of ways. He can throw it. He can kick it pretty well, obviously, punt it, you know, you name it.
And sometimes too much is put on a kicker. I understand that. We're not making him the Harlan Hill Trophy Award winner here. But, you know, he was a tragedy of Bill Callahan and his coaching staff not knowing what the hell they were doing when they got here. And he fell through the cracks because he was obviously better than any kicker that they had during that time. Now, Alex Henry doing a great job, what they've got now, doing a great job. I'm not saying that. But, you know, Panico. Sorry, Ade. He's just as good.
Doug, are you trying to say that Jordan Congdon wasn't as good as Jeff Carnahan?
Even with two livers. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up, Paul Merkowitz is set to join us here from Hastings College. But I don't want to play it while he's on the line. This is how the game ended. Hastings up 24-7.
Yikes.
It's 24-19 with the last play of the game.
Time winding down.
They're at the 31-yard line, And here's what happens, Mike Will, with the call from KHAS.
Klug and Shohan on coverage on the far side of the field.
Line of scrimmage is a 30 for Hastings. Gurdes is going to throw the ball. He throws it downfield. The ball's going to be caught by Roeder at the 10-yard line. He's at the 5, touchdown. And now the ball comes loose in the end zone. Is that a fumble? Hastings is on top of it in the end zone. No indication yet. Roeder is in the end zone for the touchdown. The ball came loose, and now the official's going to unstack down here. What do we have? That was into the end zone for the touchdown. I did not see the officials come up with his arms.
There is no time left on the clock either. This is, they're still unstacking him.
And now the officials say, touchdown, Briarcliff! They've won the football game. Briarcliff wins the football game on a completed pass. It goes 30 yards out to Roeder. And Briarcliff has broken a 13-game losing streak. They beat Hastings College 25-24.
Yeah.
That'll make you lose your hair real quick if you're a head coach.
That'll make you fill the wastebasket. That'll make you leave something on the sidelines. Fluke. And there were some flukes over the weekend. Buffalo, Hail Mary to beat Temple. Turner Gill and the boys getting the job done. And that wasn't the only one this weekend. But you like to be on the winning side of those, not the other side. And now Hastings has to get ready for Sioux Falls. We'll talk with Coach Paul Merkowitz about the disappointment Saturday. And still, this is a good football team. They won their first two games. They played good defense. Just had a bad half, and we'll talk about it.
Couldn't finish it out.
We'll take a break. Be back with more right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Look what the guys on the team gave me.
Well, let's try it.
A safe bet anytime.
Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio Superstation.
It's the once a year, all out blowout at Kearney Yamaha. You'll save up to $4,000 that's been slashed off prices of select models of Yamaha 08 motorcycles in stock. Low financing is available. Whether you want to travel in style on the powerful 1900cc Stratoliner with locking side bags and a detachable windshield, or you want to choose from the 9 classic Yamaha or custom V-Star models, Kearney Yamaha has the bike for you. But these incredible deals at Kearney Yamaha won't last long. It's the once a year, all out blowout going on now at Kearney Yamaha. Years of experience and a huge selection. Kearney Yamaha, Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, just south of the Kearney I-80.
Personal watercraft, ATVs, just the motorcycle that'll suit your needs. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Call Fidelke Heating and Air today.
Tonight, it's an NFC East Division matchup in Dallas as Donovan McNabb and the Eagles take on Tony Romo and the Cowboys. Hi, everybody. This is Marv Albert. Join Hall of Famer Michael Irvin and me for all the action live from Texas Stadium. When these longtime rivals battle for first place, Philadelphia and Dallas, if it's Monday Night Football, it's right here.
Catch all the action tonight on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hi, this is Phil Gordon, professional poker player. You're listening to ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska on 1460 and 1550 AM.
Face it, guys, just going to the gym won't give you the body you want. You need a nutritional plan. GNC of Kearney and Hastings has your plan, featuring the new Weibolic Extreme 60 Protein, sports vitamins and VitaPacks, plus amplified creatine, glutamine, and every other essential product for your body enhancement needs. And ladies, don't think we've forgotten you. We have a wide array of beauty and healthcare products as well. And when you make your purchase with a GNC Gold Card, you save 20%. GNC, Hastings and Kearney. Face it, guys, without GNC's help, you'll just be
the little man in the gym.
We'll see lots of sunshine develop across the area today as temperatures head up into the mid-70s for highs. Winds out of the west or remain in that 5 to 10 mile per hour range. Tonight we'll see clear skies and a light southwest wind with a low near 48. Then on Tuesday we'll see more sunshine and a high of 84. I'm with our meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 57.
Yeah. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Josh Sheldon from NTV filling in for the Daddy today.
Glad to be here.
Thanks, man. Hey, Mondays, you know what that means. Merck and Morris. Merck and Morris, Daryl Morris, and Paul Merkowitz. Brought to you by Rich & Son Camper Sales. There's summer blowouts going now with huge savings on items like air conditioners, refrigerators, and the ultimate tailgating experience, the VU Cube. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Rich & Son's banner for more information. Don't forget Rich & Son's Camper Sales. Summer blowout going on now. Check them out on Tom Osborne Expressway.
The VUQ, man. You can't beat that for tailgating.
That's right. And we welcome in the head football coach at Hastings College, Paul Merkowitz. Paul, I'm ill just thinking about it, and I guess you have to be probably even a worse state of mind. A tough, tough loss for you guys Saturday.
Yeah, it really was. And having to listen to it on the radio just about 30 seconds or about 2 minutes ago, I really appreciate that, fellas.
Well, we should forewarn listeners. If you don't want to know the outcome, turn your radio down for 30 seconds.
We got to come up with a Monday where Coach Morris and I were both winning, and it'd probably be a happier show for you guys.
Coach, I guess obviously I look at the stats and maybe – Briarcliff deserved to win this game. 98 offensive plays, 68 of them through the air, 475 yards.
Yeah, and they had, when we looked at it, they had about 48, 50 plays at halftime. I mean, they were doing some things, and you know, we were up 24-7 at half, and they had some breakdowns, and we got some big plays, but we felt like we were, you know, at least at halftime, you know, when you're up 24-7, you're probably feeling pretty good. You make a couple adjustments and go. But we just let them hang around too long. And, you know, like you said, you played the last play. But we lost that game a couple times in the first quarter, the second quarter, and the third. So it didn't just come down to the end.
Coach Josh Gelton here. Is it more disappointing just the way not to be able to finish that out? Like you said, you had that 24-7 lead at the half. You'd like to be able to just close the door on them.
Yeah. I guess probably the best way to put it, I think when you know, sometimes you lose games and the team is better and it doesn't make it easier, but you say, well, we gave it our best shot, we got beat by a better team. I don't think we got beat by a better team. I think we just really, we panicked as a staff, we panicked as a team with some of the things we were doing in the third and fourth quarter just to try to get stops because they really were throwing the ball, obviously, very well. We tried to we doubled and we zoned off on their guy, but they were finding ways to get him the ball, and we weren't really getting anything done there. And then just offensively, really nothing, in the second half. You know, we scored once, the game's pretty much over, and we had a lot of opportunities and never capitalized on any of them.
Paul Merkowitz, head football coach at Hastings College, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What were you doing so well in the first half that changed in the second half?
You know, just making some plays. You know, we still threw the ball productively. We're still, you know, it's an ongoing thing. We're not running the ball effectively enough and consistently, you know, where we're getting 4 and 5 yards at a crack. You know, we're getting some big plays here and there, and so you look and you say, the rushing yardage is all right, but, you know, if you take out a 65-yard run by Maurice Mansfield, we didn't run the ball very well, and so that's really hurting us. That's it, really. I mean, we just made some plays, and then we didn't in the second half.
Probably the worst thing, Coach, looking into this now, you never want to be coming off a loss playing the number 2 ranked team in the nation. How do you get your guys mentally prepared to get over that game and ready to play Sioux Falls next week?
Well, I don't think we're there yet. And when we talked about it yesterday as a team, you know, I think we're all kind of still disappointed, and that's normal at this particular point. But, you know, come tomorrow, we get out on the practice field, and we're going to address it as a 3-0 team or a 2-1 team. Doesn't really matter to us what our record is. You know, when you're playing, and I, they're number 2 on the polls. They're the best team in the country, in my opinion. And when you get an opportunity, and that's what that is, an opportunity to play the best team in the country, you just get yourself ready to go and do the things. And that's the way we're going to address it. You know, our overall goal, guys, is to get to the postseason. 11-0 would have been a guaranteed slam dunk. 10-1 is still a very good possibility. Even 9-2 or 8-3 is a possibility. So, I mean, our goals are still intact, and we're disappointed. We'll learn from it and go back to work.
Coach, you did have some good run defense on Saturday, but everything that Sioux Falls does is just amazing. We talked at the beginning of the year maybe why they're so good, because that's the premier program for South Dakota, North Dakota, at least at the moment. A lot of kids go there. what's the one thing? I mean, you're going to have probably focus on at least one thing you want to try and stop on Saturday. If what would that probably be?
Well, I mean, obviously, I think you got to stop them running the football. I don't think that's different for anybody, but I think them more than anyone else, because obviously with their size and their ability to come right at you, if they can run the ball right at you all day long, you're just going to have a long afternoon. And they ran the ball very well Saturday against Dana. You know, they really force you, especially on defense, to be about perfect all the time, because they have so many weapons that you miss a tackle or you miss an assignment and you know, the scoreboard's lighting up. So we just, you know, we're approaching it that way. You know, the last two times we've played them, you know, we've gotten off to such a terrible start. I mean, a year ago, we turned the ball over on three consecutive plays to start the game. We were down 14-0 before, you know, there's 10 minutes to go in the quarter. So, you know, we just want to try to do the things that we need to do to win the football game.
Coach, you might have maybe some of the biggest playmakers you've had here in a while. Do you feel good about this team? Like you said, this is an opportunity to maybe knock off those guys. How do you just paint it that way, and do they just get up maybe a little bit bigger for this game than maybe some others?
Well, I think I mean that's normal. I think you know sometimes as coaches, I think you look at things and you say, you know, the games that you're supposed to win, those are the ones you really, really got to get your guys hyped up to go. You know, if you're a competitive guy and you're playing the best team in the country, it's not hard to get cranked up and get focused and do those types of things. So, you know, even though we lost the game on Saturday, I think we have a good football team. We're not gonna junk everything we've done because we panicked a little bit and got beat on the last play of the game. But you know, our guys will be ready to play. You know, when you get that opportunity, if you treat it like that, it's usually something pretty special.
Well, Coach, best of luck this weekend. I know it's going to be your toughest task of the year, but we'll talk again next Monday, and we'll see how your team responds and how good Sioux Falls is.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Mm-hmm. Paul Merkowitz, head football coach at Hastings College. Don't forget Mondays with Merk and Morris on the Doug and Danny Show, brought to you by Rich & Sons Camper Sale. For more information on the summer blowout going on at Rich & Sons, log on to our website, ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Rich & Sons banner, and you'll find out all you need to know. Boy, it's tough. Let's face it. If Hastings wins this week, it will be the biggest upset in anything collegiately, I believe, this year. There's nothing that Nebraska could do. Nebraska beating Missouri, Nebraska beating Oklahoma would not be as big as Hastings winning this. No game UNK has left on their schedule would be as big as winning this one. Hastings has their hands full. Dana lost last week to Sioux Falls 70-0. These guys hang 50 on good teams. Great teams. Because Hastings, I think, is a good team. The deal here is, let's face it, it reminds me of St. Cecilia and Adams Central. You know, they can make good teams not look good. Hastings has to mentally stick with it. If they're down 21-0, play your game. Try and get better. See what you need to do. This, I believe, is a setup game for the ranked teams later on their schedule. You know, if this is a team that wants to go 9-2, that's okay that they get beat on Saturday. Yes, it's never great, and don't preach losing, all that blah, blah, blah. Let's face it. Sioux Falls is probably going to win this football game. But Hastings needs to not go in and just let them win this football game and make it a blowout. The kids have to say, we're going to bust our ass all day long. And if they beat us 35-7 and we play as good as we can play, Then so be it.
I think that's a big thing coming off of a loss. Yeah, you just don't want to see it morally demoralized, I guess, when they play a team like this. And obviously a team this good that's putting up 70 points. I mean, you're thinking going back to mid-90s Husker teams last time you heard of that. I guess even Missouri over in the Nevadas of the world. But, yeah, you just want to see a good effort from Coach Merkowitz's team and hopefully, you know, progress back into that winning way where, yeah, maybe you can get to that 9-2 mark and make a run at the playoffs.
And appreciate the coaches coming on and joining us. As always, this loss is going to sting, though. It's going to sting all year. There's nothing they can do outside of winning this Saturday or beating Morningside later this year that is gonna turn things around.
Well,
I mean, as far as erasing this loss,
you hit it on the head. I was talking with our sister station affiliate sports director, and he made some sort of absurd comment that, you know, if Briarcliff wins this game, I think he agreed to do something. I don't know what it was, but he just basically, yeah, he said that, you know, they're not a good team at all, and obviously they've lost 13 in a row. So I think that probably tells you a lot. And is this a fluke game? I probably think you can make that argument because I think, as Coach said, Hastings is probably the better team, but one time out of ten that Briarcliff gets that win.
Coming up after the break, we're going to talk a lot of Husker football and all the other things that went on over the weekend. NFL, the no-hitter for the Cubs. Are you kidding me, Kansas City? The Royals coming to life against Cleveland. Feel that. But tonight, Josh, Monday night.
Bum, 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 bum.
The Cowboys, a touchdown favorite over Philadelphia. And if you want to check it out, the place to watch it is at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney in Grand Island. Because from kickoff to close during NFL Monday Night Football, $2 you call it. You can try any of their 12 flavors of flame-broiled chicken wings because you're going to have great drink specials, obviously, for $2. And all the food that you want, whatever it is. If you want some wings, try, you know, check it out tonight. Get double wings, you know, get like the 40-pack. Let's get a couple, three different sauces, Jamaican jerk, honey barbecue, jalapeno garlic.
Don't forget Buck Nasty.
Oh, yeah. And you can also try some of their sandwiches, pizza. They've got unique pizzas, or you want a pepperoni pizza, fine.
Hey, my personal favorite's the buckets they have there.
Buckets good. Buckets are good.
Filled with ice and...
Most people put bottles in their buckets. You just right out of the bucket. That's very nice. Also, don't forget lunch specials every single day. They're open 7 days a week. No matter what you're watching, not a bad seat in the house. Ryder Cup's on this week. You want to watch that? It's on. You want to watch football? It's on. You want to watch college football? It's on. You want to watch coaches' shows? They're on. Check out everything in high def on their 42-inch flat-screen TVs at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. Josh Jeldon filling in for the Daddy right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. There's just not enough O's in smooth to describe this show.
Say you're driving along without a TomTom GPS, and you realize you're low on gas. You could just find the nearest station, even though the price seems a little bit high, and as the numbers on the screen march onward and upward like some never-ending journey toward bankruptcy, you start to wonder why your gas tank never seems so bottomless, or if there's just some gremlin in there guzzling away all your hard-earned dollars. Or you could use a TomTom. With daily fuel price updates, TomTom finds you the lowest price on gas and directs you right to it. TomTom, go confidently.
Around here, we talk a lot about odds. This college football season, Dr. Pepper is bringing you great odds on winning some really great prizes. Just pick up some Dr. Pepper in the limited edition football cans and enter your code at drpepper.com for a 1-in-6 chance to win prizes, like a trip to a college conference championship game. And the more you drink, the more chances you have to win. Now, those are some great odds. Dr. Pepper football cans are going fast, but remember, drink it slow. Doctor's orders.
The time to quit worrying about what to make for the big game is right now. Eliminate the anxiety by calling Godfather's Pizza in Kearney for their mouth-watering game day specials. Choose from a wide variety of toppings and appetizers. No matter how big or how small the game, Godfather's is always waiting to serve you. So say goodbye to the pregame headache and give Godfather's Pizza a call. Located in the 56th Street Plaza, Kearney.
Hey! All you farmers out there, are you listening? I know a lot of you are still irrigating, but before you know it, it'll be time to hit the fields for harvest, and the last thing you want to worry about is your ATV breaking down. So get into Kearney Yamaha now. Let their service department guys make sure your ATV is working as hard as you'll be this fall. And be sure to check out the lineup of new 2009 Yamaha ATVs. There's no need to wait until after harvest with Kearney Yamaha's Buy Now, Pay Later program. Going on right now on all new Yamaha ATVs. So what are you waiting for? Get into Kearney Yamaha today before harvest. Kearney Yamaha, years of experience and huge selection, just south of the Kearney I-80.
Personal watercraft, ATVs, just the motorcycle that'll suit your needs. Nebraska's Power Sports Ball, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Ball, Kearney Yamaha.
Hi, everybody. This is Denny Matthews of the Kansas City Royals, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation at 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see lots of sunshine develop across the area today as temperatures head up into the mid-70s for highs. Winds out of the west or remain in that 5 to 10 mile per hour range. Tonight we'll see clear skies and a light southwest wind with a low near 48. Then on Tuesday we'll see more sunshine and a high of 84. I'm with our meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 57.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Josh Sheldon, Sports Director at NTV, filling in for the daddy.
You know, they keep telling me I have a face for radio, so at least I can do.
You know, I used to wonder why, what do we call the big, where you go to the wall, what's that called?
That's called the green screen.
No, but is there a word for it?
Chroma key?
They used to call it the big TV or something over there. I can't remember what. I was wondering, you know, we had Casey Marler and Matt Schick, and, you know, you stack them on top of each other, and you're just as tall. So I can see why they finally invented that. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox, Dent Popper, home of the Arma Lining. They've been specializing in paintless dent repair for years. Stop by and see them for a free estimate today. That is the Dent Popper on the Bricks and Kearney. Josh, this is for you.
Let's hear it.
It's your first official email.
How about that?
Which is worse, watching the Yankees beat the Royals or swimming with dead pigeons? Jeff Carney. Whoa, what's that mean? You've been swimming with dead pigeons?
You know what? I think Jeff and Carney's been swimming with those dead pigeons. This kind of goes back to my Kansas City days. There's a story there. It's probably a little long for me to map out.
Yeah,
I'll probably go with the Yankees losing, and, you know, no one wants to swim with dead pigeons. So.
Speaking of the Royals...
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time.
A doubleheader sweep Saturday of Cleveland, a win yesterday landing on 13. The Royals scored 29 runs in 2 days. They can't score 29 runs in 2 weeks. What in the world is going on?
Jake Taylor, Pedro Serrano just couldn't get it rolling for Cleveland this week. They got, a little much too much dose of... I'm going to be like those guys in the preseason of that major league. Who that are these guys?
Mr. Lee getting win 22, I think it was Friday, but nice job by the Kansas City Royals.
Here's late-breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Uh-oh. Breaking news, Derek?
Breaking news.
Breaking news during the Doug and Daddy Show. I love this. ABC Sports, as we said, it would probably be announced today. ABC Sports and the Big 12 Conference have announced this morning that Nebraska's September 27th home game against the Hokies of Virginia Tech will be televised by ABC. That's why they're announcing it. Kickoff time for Nebraska-Virginia Tech, 7 p.m. 7 p.m. The game will be carried on a split national basis along with Illinois-Penn State. Coverage map for the Nebraska-Virginia Tech game will be available next week. Announcers for the contest will be determined at that time. The matchup with Virginia Tech will be the Huskers' first appearance of the season on ABC, and the Huskers have played on ABC at least 3 times each of the last 15 seasons. That may come to an end, although Colorado is on ABC in the regular season finale. Nebraska-Virginia Tech will mark Nebraska's third home night game of the season with wins over Western Michigan and New Mexico State. Nebraska, 26-3 all-time in home night games. And as we said, those losses coming last year to Southern Cal, to Washington back in the early 90s, and then also to Texas, the famous Jamal Lord throw of the interception after DeJuan Gross gets you down to the 15.
Still
wrenching.
Still makes me cringe, Doug. And, you know, I was having such a good Monday, too, and then we get this news. That means NTV hour-long pregame show, though, coming up, which we're happy to do.
That means Josh has to work.
I know.
Uh-oh.
You know, I just can't, you know, go powder myself up and go on and look pretty for the cameras. I actually have to do a little bit of things that week of that game. But
what slot am I in for that again?
You will. You know what, my friend? I will have you on. We always like
5:55. Pre-game starts at 6.
Get your 5-minute window in there. Heck yeah, man.
Huskers, Virginia Tech, this takes on a whole different look than at the beginning of the year. Virginia Tech is struggling. They are 2-1. They barely beat Georgia Tech at home with the worst uniforms of the weekend. I don't know what that was all about, but I'm beginning to think that Frank Beamer said, when you start playing like teams that we've had the last decade, you can start wearing the uniforms that we've been wearing the last few years, because that was putrid. But they do win the football game. They still have North Carolina, though, coming up this week, and that's not a cakewalk for them. And Nebraska seems to be playing a little better, but I don't know, Josh. This is the toughest stretch of the season for Nebraska: Virginia Tech, Missouri, Texas Tech.
Well, let's not discredit Georgia Tech. I was still a big Paul Johnson fan going into that hiring process last year. I think he would have been kind of a fun guy to hire. I'm not disappointed when we got Coach Pelini, obviously, but. You know, give credit to the Fighting Goiters of Virginia Tech. They, they got it done, and they got Tyrod Taylor back there now. I mean, this kid was like the top-rated dual-threat quarterback in the nation. They wanted to redshirt him.
Really say that.
No disrespect to Coach Beamer,
yeah, whatever.
But yeah. So you know what? They got that. You know, that guy, that's the type of guy that can, you know, really electrify an offense. Obviously, Tyrod Taylor can do it with his feet and his arm.
It'll be interesting to see. Okay, right now, your thoughts, Nebraska, Virginia Tech. Right now, we've got 2 weeks before we play the game, week and a half, however you want to point the days out. Your thought right now, Nebraska, Virginia Tech.
I like Nebraska for the simple fact that I don't think North Carolina is a win for them at all. And if you watch North Carolina play Rutgers, a very good-looking football team, is that to say that they'll beat Virginia Tech? That remains to be seen. But I like Nebraska going into the bye week. They're able to get some guys rested up, get healthy, get Ricky Thanars back there on the field, get a couple more guys healthy, just clear up those bumps and bruises. And you're potentially talking about a Va Tech team coming off a loss, coming in at 2-2, kind of demoralized. So I like us under the lights at Memorial Stadium at night.
They can't score. Virginia Tech can't score. Now, our defense is not great.
No.
They're good. They're better than last year. They're average. They're average. They've got a long, long way to go. The offense can't do what they did against San Jose State. And I really think the Huskers, after 1 week, for some reason thought they were better than they were. I think Joe Kahn's got caught up in being – I mean, hell, he was on ESPN game day.
Mm-hmm.
He was on College game day on one of the weekdays. I mean, he was getting some bright lights in his face, and I think the whole team all of a sudden – kind of forgot about football that week because San Jose State is not very good. They got a couple of good athletes, but overall, I think the problem is Virginia Tech can't score. Nebraska can score, and as long as Joe Gans doesn't throw a couple of picks for touchdowns, I think Nebraska should win this game. And I didn't think this was a winnable game. I didn't think Nebraska would win this game at the beginning of the year. There might be a game like Kansas now that I'm not so sure that they can win or will win. You know, in my 7-5 prediction, I still have no change in that 7-5 prediction. And the problem is, Josh, what's bad about that 7-5 prediction right now? Nebraska's 3-0. That's 4-5 the rest of the way.
That's something you don't want to see, Doug. You know, obviously,
I don't see anything from this team that makes me think they're not going 7-5.
The biggest thing I thought I saw on this past Saturday. Just how the fans were into the game, I guess. And, you know, is that going to make your team better? I don't know. But we got into that third quarter where they're making the stand down at the goal line. I mean, I think it was the 45-minute drive that, you know, would never end. There's pass interference after pass interference. But there, you could just feel something that this defense is kind of starting to get a swagger back. Now, are they average? Probably right now, yeah. I don't think they've really shown a whole lot, but at the same time, is Bo Pelini really showing you everything he has against New Mexico State, San Jose State? I don't believe so. I think we might still see some things, some tricks up his sleeve. I think Bo's a good schemer. You know, when he goes up against Tyrod Taylor, I think he's going to have a game plan, get him out of his rhythm. Let's remember, this is a young quarterback, too, that's coming in.
And God help us if they go 4-0 and 7-5.
Then you're really going to be eating some crow. I'll go get one of those dead pigeons. We'll call it a crow. You can eat it.
Bad, bad deal. So Nebraska football tomorrow, since there is no week game this week, there is no press conference tomorrow, so no Bo Pelini to enjoy you after the show tomorrow. But on the show tomorrow, Husker historian Mike Babcock is going to join us. Got a brand new book out. We're going to pimp that a little bit. We're going to talk about the Huskers so far and just talk about where Nebraska is. He's seen more Husker football than almost anybody. And as far as anybody that covers Nebraska football, I think he's number one on the list. You've got, you know, Don Bryant. I'm talking about people like that that have probably seen as much or more than Mike. But when it comes to the history of Husker football, I don't think anybody really knows more than Mike Babcock. He'll join us tomorrow. Also, we're going to talk to Pete Kowalski from the USGA, the United States Golf Association. We mentioned last week that the Senior Open is coming to Omaha in 2013. And seriously, I'm still thinking, really? I have not seen the Omaha Country Club in person. That's the farthest thing from my mind. Obviously, the Omaha Country Club is not the best golf course in the state of Nebraska, but you can't bring it to Sand Hills. You can't bring it to Gothenburg if you wanted to, because there's no place to put the people, the golfers, the workers, motels, places to eat. There just isn't a place to do it. I've always thought a place like Mullen would be an outstanding place for a skins game. An outstanding place for a skins game because, fine, if you want to come, find your own accommodations. For a lot of people, it would be nothing to drive 2-3 hours to a motel because in the big cities, it takes you 2 hours just to get across town. But a skins game, something like that, could be played there, I believe. We'll talk to him about that coming to Omaha, why Omaha was the choice. It's great that Omaha is getting this event.
No, no doubt.
They've proven that they can do these things. That's not the point. But
are you surprised at the country club they did pick out of what they could have, you know, gone for at Omaha?
Well, those are that's the crew that went for it. And let's face it, very rarely do you have a public golf course that hosts any USGA event, and those that aren't really public. Let's face it. You can say what you want about New York. Now it slips my mind. But the New York course, it's public 1 hour a week. Okay? Mm. Bite me. That's not a public course. That's not a public course. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Josh Sheldon from NTV filling in for Big Daddy, who is back in studio tomorrow. Peter Yazvak lets me know that the first annual Vero Wireless Loper Women's Walk Saturday, they raised approximately $30,000, had 275 walkers. So they want to thank everybody that participated. And, hey, great job, folks. Way to come out. Support UNK. Thanks for the donations. 30,000 at last count. That's not a bad Saturday morning.
Heck no. That you know, they've been building that up for a long time, and that's great to see all those proceeds going to the, I believe, Female Athletic Scholarship Fund, if I'm not right. Got to get money for that new soccer program, Doug.
Hey, Derek, there's one other thing I want to get out of the way here, and yes, I do mean out of the way. Ooh, all of a sudden the Cubs start winning, so we start getting emails from Cubs fans. Have you talked about the Cubs yet? Go ahead and play that.
Are we getting some Go Cubs Go? Here we go.
No hitter, and I'll tell you what, I was disappointed in our man Darren Erstad last night. You knew Zambrano was going to throw that pitch out and away. It was so horrible. I think Erstad just said, all right.
Let's go home.
I'm going to help Cubs history right here.
He wanted to say, you know what, let's get out of here. I want to go have a Miller Lite here at Miller Park. Let's get out of here. You know, give Carlos his props. Way to go.
And another thing, I don't know what all the decision was going into picking Milwaukee. If you're going to do that, you just won't play it at Wrigley Field.
Oh, no doubt. That was such a home game for the Cubs.
I seriously thought, go ahead, take it to Oklahoma City. Well, you know, go somewhere. If only 8,000 can get in, only 8,000 can get in. It doesn't matter.
No, you can't like that if you're the Astros. And the Astros have been playing good baseball, too. And they're kind of making a push for a wild card spot. But you know what? That's Mother Nature working its finest, Douglas.
Let's go play this afternoon. Cubs and Astros. Carlos Zambrano with the no-hitter yesterday. There you go. Okay, like 15 seconds here of just go Cubs go. Here you go, 15 seconds. God, the longest 15 seconds in eternity. We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy show. Put your shirt back on, Rez, back after this.
It was just last week during our programming meeting that the boss made this comment about the Doug and Daddy show.
We have, in effect, put all our rotten eggs in one basket. And we intend to watch this basket carefully.
These rotten eggs will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd on ESPN Radio. I've said it before, I won't endorse a company unless I know the people who run it and I buy into them. Well, that's what you get with Vizio, the number one U.S.-based flat panel TV company in America. I've got two Vizios myself, and I've been saying this now for over a year. With a rough economy, why pay for gas, parking, food, stay at home, watch it on TV. Say it out loud, better quality at lower prices. It makes a lot of sense. VizioTV.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Keith Jackson for FreeCreditReport.com. In the grand old game of life, your credit score could cost you or save you a lot of money. That's why it's so important to check your credit at FreeCreditReport.com. Log on to FreeCreditReport.com, and faster than you can say, whoa, Nelly, you'll see your credit score and credit report online. You can even print it out if you want to. Stay on top of your credit at FreeCreditReport.com.
Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
Honey, want to play Cowboys and Indians?
No, I want to watch the Cowboys and the Eagles.
Ew!
It's the Cowboys and the Eagles tonight on Monday Night Football at Cunningham's Journal. Head down to Cunningham's, catch all the action, and throw back a couple of ice-cold beers with the boys. After all, you'll always have Tuesday night to play Cowboys and Indians. Cunningham's Journal, downtown on the Bricks, Kearney. Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see lots of sunshine develop across the area today as temperatures head up into the mid-70s for highs. Winds out of the west or made in that 5 to 10 mile per hour range. Tonight we'll see clear skies and a light southwest wind with a low near 48. Then on Tuesday we'll see more sunshine and a high of 84. I'm with our meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 57.
He flipped me the bird, and then he was gone some beach.
Feel that, people.
Somewhere.
Doug and Daddy Show, Josh Sheldon filling in for Daddy, who's out today. Derek, how about the Buffalo Bills?
Yeah, baby, 20-16, a big win over Jacksonville. They had me scared, though. They were up 17-16 late in the game, Jacksonville driving, but no dice.
It was a day of comebacks yesterday in the National Football League. Denver had a big lead and then let it get away. They come back and win. Buffalo comes back and wins. Carolina comes back and wins. Indianapolis comes back and wins. Their football game, the one that made me probably the sickest, I mean, was the Chargers because they got screwed. But Washington, really? Seriously? They're not good. Kansas City Chiefs, uh-oh.
Now
they're not good. Cincinnati's worse. Some comebacks yesterday. San Francisco, the Niners, 33-30 over Seattle. A few pools went out yesterday, the folks that had those teams. And then Pittsburgh, nice. Way to show up.
You're hearing out of Kansas City today that Larry Johnson now is expecting not to be with the team in the near future after he got taken out there in the third quarter.
Fine.
So, yeah, they might be without LJ. They'll go Jamal Charles and, Colby Smith.
I already saw people looking up Colby Smith on the internet yesterday to pick him up in their fantasy leagues. Hey, this comes from Chris in Kearney. He says, I want to thank DirecTV for the coverage of the Cubs game last night. That's right, couldn't get it.
No, not even on satellite.
Now, if you got the baseball package, can't you have the game?
It's only if it's at the home site, Doug.
And WGN, way to step up. The White Sox were on ESPN.
Man.
I'll tell you what, you know what's frustrating?
Superstation Myatt.
Yeah, that's frustrating. What's not frustrating? Well, another thing that's frustrating is doing your own yard work.
Yeah, of course.
So let the guys at Curbit get the job done for you. Curbit, you know what? They want to put some continuous edging in for you. It lays low to the ground, makes it easy to get close with the mower. And they want to do it before winter hits, folks. So you're running out of time, but you've got plenty of time to call the guys at Curbit or log on to what they do, curbit.net, curbit.net. Makes the yard look better than your neighbors, and who doesn't want that? Let them plan it for you, install it for you, so you don't have to spend so much time working outdoors, and you have much more time in front of the big screen watching football this fall. For more information, just go to curbit.net, and they will be glad to chat with you. Give them a call as well, and wow, you just can't do better than Curbit.
Doug, do you got any advertisers that pick a pipe? Because Josh has to go play farmer after this show, go pick up pipe all afternoon on the day off.
Heading to Keene?
Heading out to the farm.
But Kolaches, I imagine, will be waiting when you get there.
I don't know if old Jan's made any batch lately. I probably should get on her after that. But yeah, I'm sure there's something I can scrounge for out at the family farm fridge.
Always got to take care of you. 1-888-455-ESPN, Derek.
Kurt from Lexington on the line has a question for Josh here.
Let's hear it, Kurt.
Hey, what happened to XL Friday, man?
You know what? We get through it. It's what, 56 after the hour. I thought we were going to make a whole show. What happened to XL? Overton happened to XL. I don't think there's anyone going to argue that Coach Snodgrass doesn't think they have a good team. So
yeah, wow. And now Overton Elwood this week. Hey, congratulations, Lexington.
3-0, baby. Hey, let's not forget Loop City, too.
Oh, yeah.
2-0.
There are some teams turning the tides, turning the tables, and congratulations to those teams. We're going to talk a lot more high school football. We're just so jam-packed today. Tony's back in. Bob Jensen's with us Wednesday. We'll really get into that as well. There's two or three other things that we're just not going to have time to get to today. But, hey,
congratulations to all those guys and those teams that had such a good weekend. I do want to mention there was some great volleyball this weekend. Kearney Catholic wins their tournament, and in the Battle of Grand Island, Central Catholic beats Northwest in the championship. What a great tournament they had over there this weekend, and we're going to see Northwest and Kearney tomorrow night on Power 99. So some great matchups. And, Josh, hey, thanks for coming in today. It went quick.
Anytime, Doug. It is the fastest hour in radio.
It is. It is outstanding. We want to thank the head football coaches at UNK and Hastings College, Paul Merkowitz and Daryl Morris, for joining us for their weekly Merk and Morris session, brought to you by Rich & Son Camper Sales in Grand Island, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tomorrow, Daddy is back. We will talk with Mike Babcock, Husker football historian, got a brand new book out. We'll tell you how you can get that. It is a coffee table book, folks. You might be able to put a coffee table on this book. That's how big it is. It is a great Husker book. We'll talk about that. Also, Pete Kowalski from the United States Golf Association will join us to talk about the USGA, the Ryder Cup coming up, and, of course, the Senior Open coming to Omaha in 2013. A lot more as the week progresses. We're going to talk the High School Hall of Fame. Dick Buechner's in on Thursday. So looking for a great show. And again, Josh, hey, thanks, man.
You bet. Go Cubs, go.
Who's filling in for you tonight? Kelly?
Kelly O'Connor.
All right, boys. We will see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.